Seamus Toomey starting us off with a story about Loyola University and what they might be doing. Good morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Yes, this is it's really about St. Ignatius Catholic Church, a big 113-year-old parish in the Rogers Park neighborhood. It closed in July as part of one of the many mergers that the Archdiocese of Chicago is doing to sort of consolidate everything. So the big question now is, what is going to happen with the building and the campus? There's a school there, there's a rectory, there's a community center, and there was a big meeting held on Wednesday with the aldermen and all the neighbors of the area. And what, you know, what seems clear is that Loyola University, which is just about three blocks east of this church, is going to buy at least some part of it. And the neighbors were really concerned because the plan was to build a dorm at the old school on the campus. So they're just a little worried. What does it mean to bring an influx of college kids into their neighborhood? Like I said, Loyola is already pretty close, and there's some dorms nearby. But it'll be interesting. It's a beautiful old campus. Whenever they close these churches, it's always sort of a rush to find out, will it be demolished? Will it be turned into condos? You know, what will happen? But it looks like for now the plan is for the school to be turned into dorms, for the church to be turned into some sort of community center. And but it's still in the works, but neighbors are watching it closely because they're a little bit nervous.
And St. Ignatius, 6559 North Glenwood, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's right near the Loyola L stop. You get off and you head a little bit west.
Let's talk about what's going on with Englewood's elevated nature trail.
This was news that came out yesterday about the Englewood Nature Trail. We've talked a little bit about this in the past. This would be basically a 606 Bloomingdale Trail for Englewood, turning an old, unused, vacant rail line into a walking path and a bike path. It's the Norfolk, easy for me to say, southern line, which runs between behind 58th and 59th from Wallace to Hoyne. It's about 1.7 miles. The city's been working on this for a while. The neighbors have been working on it for longer. But the news yesterday was Mayor Lightfoot and our senators came up with $20 million from the U.S. Department of Transportation to really get this thing going. They had a big announcement. It's adding into about $6 million in city funds that are going towards it. The Bloomingdale Trail, the 606, was about $100 million, so it's just kind of a gauge about what it takes to do one of these things. So they're about a quarter to a halfway there if they're going to do it to the same scale as they did in the Logan Square Humboldt Park neighborhood.
Well, if it does anything like the 606 did for that area, that is great news for the south side. On North Milwaukee Avenue, this is interesting. Howling Pages is a comic book store, and they have an invitation to young artists, don't they?
Right. Howling Pages, they opened just in May. It was a crowdfunded graphic novel and comic book store, which is, you know, cool for folks that are into that. But what they're doing now is they're opening up a section of the store to young artists, 17 and younger. If you've made your own comic book or your own graphic novel, maybe even stickers or posters, and you're looking for a place to actually sell them, Howling Pages will have an area of the store. It's sort of like a consignment thing where, you know, everything will actually go back to the artist. So if you're looking for a place, you want to do something more than just selling it online or to your neighbors, this, you can actually get it out to fans of the genre and, you know, really kind of launch a career there and make a little money for your work. So if you're interested, there's info at howlingpages.com. .com is the email address, or check out the story at blockclubchicago.org. Howling Pages is at 4354 North Milwaukee Avenue in the Portage Park neighborhood, and it's a cool store if you like comic books and graphic novels.
And a lot of people do. Thanks, Seamus. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Bob. You too.